first to Alabama, where at least one county, Mobile, is not issuing any marriage licenses at all, gay or straight, while the state grapples with competing court decisions on gay marriage. Last night, the Alabama Supreme Court upheld that state's ban on same-sex marriage in defiance of an earlier federal court ruling that overturned the ban. John Archibald is columnist for the Birmingham News, AL.com. And John, how would you describe what's going on in Alabama right now?
Well, it's certainly chaos right now as people try to figure out whether their marriages are legal, whether they can get married as planned, what goes forward from here. It's really up in the air in a lot of our 67 counties.
Well, let's just remind ourselves, Alabama's same-sex marriage ban was approved by voters in 2006 by 81%. So 81% of the voters there wanted to have the ban on same-sex marriage. What are they saying about this back and forth in the courts?
Well, that certainly depends on which side you're on. In Jefferson County here in Birmingham, it's a little bit more evenly divided than that. I think a lot of people have come to the conclusion that, you know, times have changed and gay marriage is marriage, although there's a hard core that really disagrees with that. Quite a bit. But that all seemed a little bit like water over the dam in February when we started to legalize gay marriage and people began to celebrate on the grounds that were once, you know, civil rights landmarks. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like we had gone beyond that.
That was in the federal court ruling that overturned the ban.
That was in Judge Grenade's federal court ruling, mm-hmm. Correct. And as a result of that, hundreds and hundreds of gay couples were married across Alabama, and we anticipated that this would all be settled in June in the U.S. Supreme Court. Only the Alabama Supreme Court decided to weigh in.
Right.
Unexpectedly.
Well, and as we said last night, they did weigh in and overturned the ban of the ban, if you will. But you mentioned the U.S. Supreme Court. They could, as you say, still review your state's Supreme Court ruling. But the Supreme Court is already going to issue a ruling in June on whether states can ban same-sex marriage and refuse to recognize gay marriages performed in other states. So that ruling is still ahead. Meanwhile, what does this mean? We mentioned Mobile is saying, the heck with it. We're not going to issue any licenses today. Are there other states that are doing the same? What's happening? I mean, rather county. Are there other counties that are issuing no licenses? Are there any counties that are taking it into their hands to issue gay marriage licenses? What's going on?
I don't have a full count. As I said, we have 67 counties, and some of them are difficult. But we know that Jefferson County, which is the home to Birmingham, and Mobile County, which is obviously home to Mobile, are not issuing. And if those two are not issuing, it's likely that none are issuing. I have yet to come across a county that is actually issuing gay marriage licenses today. Not to say that there's not one out there, but it doesn't appear that that's the case.
Well, you mentioned, you know, somewhat sacred ground that's there in Alabama. This weekend, people are gathering to commemorate the 50 years since the March on Selma that, of course, led to voting rights. George Wallace stood on the steps of a university and fought integration. Alabama is the heart of states' rights and at the heart of civil rights. So, you know, how else is this reverberating there?
Well, there are many people who look at that, you know, with not just a little irony. I mean, 50 years ago, we had people denying the rights to others on the basis of the fact that they'd never had those rights. And really, a lot of people are reading the same sort of thing into the Alabama Supreme Court decision. I mean, which in essence says you can't have the right to marry because you've never had the right to marry. And there are many, many people are seeing similarities in those two incidents.
Well, meanwhile, in the minute we have today's politics, yesterday's state Supreme Court ruling, again, upholding the voter-backed ban on gay marriage, came out last night during the Republican Governor Robert Bentley's State of the State address. What do we take from that?
Yes, it did. The big question today is whether that was an intentional thing. And, of course, it's hard to imagine that it wasn't an intentional thing. It was scheduled. The thing about it is the governor who ran as a no-new-taxes Republican and has been such his entire career, was announcing about a $700 million tax increase because the state is in dire straits. And there are many in his party who obviously control the state who are unhappy with that. And so there's some speculation, some thought that maybe this ruling was timed in such a way as to nip that in the bud.
John Archibald, columnist for the Birmingham News, AL.com. John, thank you.
Well, thank you for having me.